This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Laura Dion Jones, a pro health activist, certified corporate wellness coach, certified wellness coach, TV and radio show host, and the motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and author who has lived a lifetime in obesity's shoes. Laura, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Boy, is it a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, thank you so much. It is very good to have you. You have an inspiring story. So, Laura, your brand new book, Commit to Get Fit, Find the Secret to Your Own True and Everlasting Weight Loss, launches any day now. Tell us about that, if you would.
I am so excited that my book is finally going to be launched, published, available. Commit to Get Fit is a guide on how to help people find the secret to their own true and everlasting weight loss, once and for all, just like I did. I like to take the reader from the very beginning of their weight loss journey to a point where they can maintain their losing streak, hopefully for life, like I'm doing. Commit to Get Fit really is a cross between my personal story and a how-to guide, so the reader can see exactly what I've done to achieve my 150-pound weight loss and maintenance over the past 10 years. That is a lifetime first for me. I was up to 300 pounds three times in my life, and this is the first time for 10 years I'm maintaining 150-pound weight loss. I want them to learn from what worked for me and what didn't, and then also I want them also to see the ways that I recommend doing things going forward to ensure weight loss and wellness success.
Now, what was the goal in writing Commit to Get Fit?
Wow, there were many, but my main goal in writing my book, Commit to Get Fit, is to make it as easy as possible for the reader to lose weight and feel great one step at a time by showing them exactly what to do and how to do it.
And we hear you have a warning printed right on the front cover of your book that says, warning, this is not your typical diet and fitness book. Tell us about that, what is behind that warning there.
Well, it's a caution because Commit to Get Fit is the diet and fitness book for you or anyone if you've ever tried anything in the past to lose weight and nothing has worked. Commit to Get Fit is a kind of last-ditch effort to help people bring themselves back from the obesity's brink. That's why it's different. I shoot straight from the hip. I pull no punches. I walk the walk. I walk the talk every day. And everyone tells me my advice is very engaging and easy to follow. Programs are definitely accountability-based, and they help you take personal responsibility for your weight, fitness, and your life once and for all, because it's all tied in together. Here's something the listeners should ask themselves, these questions. Are you sick and tired of being fat? Are you tired of wearing what you eat, because you do? Are you tired of constantly trying to exercise away a bad diet? If you answer yes to any one or all of these questions, then Commit to Get Fit is definitely for you.
That sounds good. Now, what other kinds of things do you help motivate and inspire people to do?
Well, you know what? I help people to develop discipline. That's, I'm told, one of the biggest things that I do in goal achievement. I've had people write me testimonial letters. There's one in my book from a girl that she said that she really didn't need to lose a lot of weight, maybe 10 pounds, but what my class did, my Commit to Get Fit class did, was it helped her to develop the discipline so she could achieve more of her life goals, which she did when she worked with me, and now she carries over those tools that I gave her till this day. I help people to overcome adversity. I lost 150 pounds with a disability, a mild disability from a skiing injury. I help people to improve their human potential all across the board, increase their self-esteem, goes without saying, and everything else that it takes to find really the secret to your own true and everlasting weight loss and ultimately to end up being stronger than when they came into my program or read my book. And I also help people find the diet that's right for you, for them. Develop daily cardio discipline, which is important, and achieve lifelong wellness success. But the bottom line is, you gotta wanna. You can't say, oh yeah, I wanna lose weight and not really wanna. You gotta be sick and tired of hauling yourself around. So one of my buzzwords or my buzz phrases is, you gotta wanna. You just gotta wanna.
Today we are with Laura Dion Jones, a pro-health activist, certified corporate wellness coach, radio show host, and motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and writer here on eHealth Radio's Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Laura, tell us how you help folks with your 90-minute introduction to your Commit to Get Fit seminar and your follow-up 6 and 12-week support seminar series and also your private coaching.
I offer, thanks for asking, I offer a 90-minute intro to my Commit to Get Fit seminar, and I also offer follow-up 6 and 12 week support seminar series. And some people, I mean, I've had people in my ongoing support seminar series for 18 months practically, some of them, because they just liked coming for the support and everything that they learned that I brought new and different to the table each week. All my programs are available, as you said, they're available on an individual, corporate, organizational, or group basis, and I also offer private coaching sessions. And even for the 90-minute seminar, I give people some really good takeaway tools that they can apply as soon as they leave the seminar.
And what was the final straw that led you to turn your life around the way that you have, losing 150 pounds and keeping it off 10 years later, which is really interesting? You're really celebrating that 10-year victory with the release of your book.
I know. Thank you for noticing that, because it's, even my friends are astonished. I'm astonished. And I'm astonished at the way I eat, and I'm astonished that I get myself out every single day and do a minimum of an hour of cardio and then some strength training and stretching. These things are key, and I explain everything in my book. But it's never just one thing. It's never a final straw. You'll have to read my book to find out all the final straws that there were, but there were many. The biggest one was health reasons. I was lucky enough to not have developed diabetes, but my legs and hips and my joints have taken a tremendous toll. I have some spine problems. And in spite of the chronic pain that I have, I still get out and do it every day. But like I said, it's never just one thing. I think you'll have to read my book to find it all out. It's a good chapter in the book, because it hits the nail on the head for everybody. You know, being called, hey, fat ass, hey this, hey that, big fat slob. You know what? I might have been big. I might have been fat. But believe me, I was no slob. I dressed always in Dion Jones Limited. I was one of the country's first and top plus-size designers and models from early 80s to late 90s. I still get emails and phone calls from clients across the country. I've sold over 1 million dresses. And I closed my clothing business in 98, and people are still wanting more. So I'm an industry waiting to happen, if anybody out there is in the garment industry looking for a new designer. But anyway, there's a whole lot of things that add up, and I call it in my book, Your Perfect Storm. Find the answer to your perfect storm. It was not one final straw. It was just a compilation of many things.
Now, what, in your opinion, is the biggest cause of our country's obesity epidemic?
Wow, this is a big one, because I'm very passionate about what I do. Besides the overconsumption of white starch and sugar carbs, and the diet, health, and fitness misinformation that's rampant out there, I feel it's a total lack of personal responsibility. We can't look to the government. We can't look to the magic potions and procedures and pills to get this weight off. We have to absolutely take personal responsibility. Stop eating all the white starch and sugar carbs, the oatmeal, the orange juice. If you have a fat kid and they're on a, quote, healthy eating plan, unquote, at school, but they're being given juices and breads and potatoes and carrots, those aren't good for a kid who's overweight, who produces overproduces insulin, because that's why that kid is fat. That's why I was fat my whole life. And if you read my book, in my book is a chapter written by Dr. James Bales, pediatric endocrinologist at Marshall Medical School in Huntington, West Virginia, and he wrote a book called No More Fat Kids, and he graciously let me cite his entire chapter on insulin and the carbohydrate factor, and it's outstanding. And it demystifies exactly what carbohydrates do to you, kids, anyone. I told Jamie he should have named his titled his book No More Fat People, because it's just incredible information. Also in my Commit to Get Fit book, Colette Heimowitz, who is the vice president of Atkins Nutritionals, she wrote part of a chapter along with me about the diet, explaining the low-carb diet. It's not demon or villainized. People misunderstand really what it is, but yet we have an obesity epidemic because what needs to be done by our government and medical and media communities is redefine healthy eating. They need to redefine healthy eating and look at the carbohydrates and what damage they're doing to people and how they're keeping our country obese. It's not dietary fat that keeps us fat. It's proven that it's an overproduction of insulin. Insulin is the fat hormone. Insulin is what's clogging your arteries, not dietary fat. Granted, you shouldn't get carried away. You should eat low fat as much as you can, but it's definitely the carbohydrates, the white starch and sugar, that's making this country fat and keeping and fueling our obesity epidemic. Aren't you glad you asked me that one?
Good information. Good information there. Now, where can our listeners get more information about you, your services, all that you're doing, your book, and also to be in potential contact as well?
Please go to my website at commit-fit.com. That's commit with a little hyphen, fit, F-I-T.com, and sign up for my free download of Healthy Holiday Eating Survival Tips. They're excellent. I've had people, magazine editors, tell me they've never seen a list of healthy eating tips quite like it. And by signing up for that, you'll also receive my free motivational weight loss newsletter. If you want to contact me directly, if you have any questions at all, my email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at commit-fit.com. And some tips and advice that I could give your listeners, our listeners right now, that they could apply today, would be to pick the diet that's worked the best for you in your life and get on it right away. No gimmicks. It has to be good, healthy diet you can live with and make it your forever lifestyle, just like I've done. And buy the best pair of walking shoes you can afford and get your butt out that door. And it doesn't matter if you can only walk for 10 minutes the first time out. Increase your time and distance a little every single day till you're doing an hour of cardio walking a day minimum, period. Anything less and you're just kidding yourself. When I talked about misinformation from the diet and fitness industries, one of the things is I really dislike seeing these, quote, professionals, unquote, on TV telling people, well, all you really have to do is maybe cardio 3 days a week for 20 minutes. I got to tell you something. If that were the case, I would be over 317 pounds now. I would not have lost an ounce. And you have to do cardio every single day, every. And I did a seminar in Memphis where one of the women said, "Why, Miss Laura, Sunday's the Lord's day. Do you mean to tell me I have to walk even on Sundays?" And I said, "Why, Miss Suzanne, you eat on Sunday, don't you?" And that was the end of that story. Do you want to hear some more tips besides buy the best pair of walking shoes?
Well, I was going to ask you if you have any closing thoughts and one last tip, that would be just fine.
Oh, buy Commit to Get Fit to help you get on track to successfully meet all your 2014 weight loss and wellness goals. Commit to Get Fit will provide you with all the tools necessary to ensure your weight loss and wellness success once and for all. I promise you, it's jam-packed with effective tips and strategies to stay motivated through holidays, birthdays, Super Bowl, and beyond. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
You're very welcome. Always good to have you. We've been speaking with Laura Dion Jones, a pro-health activist, certified corporate wellness coach and certified wellness coach, radio show host, and motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and writer. And the website of reference, once again, is commit-fit.com. Laura, thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Totally my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.